Can you talk more specifically about the common agents that are utilized again in the postmenopausal patient?
So in the postmenopausal patient, the most common agent that would be used to block the hormone receptor would be tamoxifen. There's also a cousin of tamoxifen called terimifene that also does the same thing. And tamoxifen or terimifene bind to the estrogen receptor and block the site that estrogen attaches to. There's another newer estrogen receptor agent, fulvestrant. It occupies the estrogen receptor and also prevents estrogen from attaching to the estrogen receptor, and it also does what we call down-regulates. The detectable levels of the estrogen receptor in the cells decreases substantially, so that the estrogen receptor, at least while the fulvestrant is present, is removed from the cancer cells. The agents that reduce circulating estrogen in postmenopausal women anyway are aromatase inhibitors. So in the postmenopausal woman, the ovary does not make much estrogen at all, and most of the estrogen that is circulating comes by way of the adrenal gland, and the adrenal gland makes male hormone that is released into the blood, and it circulates through the body, and in a number of tissues in the body is converted from the male hormone to estrogen by an enzyme, a protein, the aromatase enzyme. And the aromatase inhibitors block that aromatase enzyme, and so they block the conversion of that male hormone to female hormone.
That seems probably a little bit counterintuitive for a lot of people. They think about postmenopausal women not having estrogen, yet you're talking about trying to get rid of estrogen. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, postmenopausal women do have circulating estrogen, and it again comes by way of the adrenal gland. It is a lot less estrogen than is made by the ovary in premenopausal women, and it's a more constant level of estrogen in the postmenopausal woman than the variability of estrogen levels in the premenopausal woman that go along with variations in the menstrual cycle. The use of the aromatase inhibitors, though, takes these already low levels of estrogen and really truly profoundly decreases them. It's a 90 to 95% reduction in circulating estrogen that happens with these aromatase inhibitors. So it's a big drop, very big drop in an already low but definitely active level of hormones in the postmenopausal woman. The selective aromatase inhibitors that we have available today, and there are three of them in the United States, anastrozole, sold under the brand name of Arimidex, letrozole, sold under the brand name of Femara, and exemestane, sold under the brand name of Aromacin, that are really highly selective for interfering with the aromatase enzyme that synthesizes estrogen. And because of that, we don't have a lot of the toxicities that were associated with the nonspecific changes in circulating hormones that were experienced with aminoglutethamine.